Today's daf is Shkalim Dav Vav. So let's quickly review Shkalim Dav Vav. At the top of the Amud of Amaral, the Mishnah talks about if you have Hamechanes Ma'os, a person collects small amounts of money, and he says, Harei Ilu L'Shikli, that all of this money is going to be for my Machsa Shekel, and it turns out that he has more than he needs for Machsa Shekel, so it's Machlogs B'Sham B'Sil. B'Sham says the extra goes to L'Nedava, B'Sil says no, it goes into, it becomes Chulin. But if he says, Sha'avi Mehen Shikli, that I'll bring my Shekel from it, then everyone's going to agree that the extra money goes to Chulin. But when it comes to a Karban Chatas, if you say that if you separate more money than necessary for a Karban Chatas, everyone agrees that that it's Mosa L'Nedava, even if you say Elu L'Chatasi. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the difference? The Mishnah wants to know, rather, what's the difference between Shkalim and Chatas? So Rabbi Shimon explains that Shkalim have a set amount. Chatas, there is no set amount. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Shkalim don't have a set amount either, because the amount of money that people gave for Machsa Shekel fluctuated over the course of history. The Gemara then discusses two different deals. If a person knew initially, when he was mafresh the money for Machsa Shekel, that it was more than Machsa Shekel. He took all the money in his hand at one time, and he said that this should be Elul Shikli, this should be Machsa Shekel. So Rabbi Yossi thinks that, B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, that everyone agrees in that case, B'Shem B'Shem would both agree that it's Mosara Nedava. But Rav Biba says, B'Shem Rabbi Lezer, that both B'Shem and B'Shem would agree in that case, that Mosara is Chulin, that the extra is for Chulin, because he's trying to be Masal Mashkaz B'Torah. The Torah says he can only give Machsa Shekel, he's trying to give more, so the extra is going to be Chulin. The first sheet to help, that it's going to be L'Nedava, because it's not Hekdish B'Tolos. He knew exactly what he's doing, he was obviously trying to be Makdish all of the money. The Gemara goes on to talk about if a person is Makdish an extra Shekel, or an extra animal for a Karban Chatas by accident. So what do we do with the extra? So we had said that if a person is Mafresh Shiklo, because he thought he was Chayiv, and it turns out that he's not Chayiv, so then it's Hekdish B'Tolos, doesn't become Kadosh at all. But if he was Makdish Tushkalim, because he thought he was Chayiv too, but it turns out that he was only Chayiv one, so we thought maybe we could learn out from a Karban Chatas. What do we do with the Karban Chatas in that situation? We assume when you mafresh two Karbanos Chatas, but it turns out you're really only Chayiv one, so we assume it has Kedusha and it's left out to graze. So maybe the same thing should happen to the Shekel, it should go to Nedava. So Gemara says, no, you can't compare the two cases, because again, Shekel has a set amount. Chatas does not have a set amount of money that it's worth. The Gemara then elaborates on each of the coins that we brought for Machsa Shekel throughout the different points in history, and then the Gemara gives three reasons for why we bring Machsa Shekel. Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemya both explain it has to do with the Cheda Egel, which was done 6 hours into the day, so either we dafka do something that's worth six garmasin, which is Machsa Shekel, or we dafka bring a machtzis because it's Machsa Shekel. Rabbi Yehoshua says, and Rabbi Nechemya said, B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai says, the second reason that it relates to the Aseres Hadibros that were violated by the Cheda Egel, and therefore we bring Asara Gera for each member of Klal Yisrael. Rabbi Brachya says, B'Shem Rabbi Shimon Lakish, a third approach, that it has to do with the fact that the Shvatim sold Yosef. But just like the money for Pidyon HaBen, the amount of money for Pidyon HaBen relates to the cumulative amount of money that the brothers sold Yosef for, so too, the amount that each of the brothers got relates to the amount of money that we bring for Machsa Shekel. The Mishnah on the top of Amud Beis discusses, what about extra money for other Karbanos? Mosar Asiris Ha'efa, Mosar Kinei Zavin, Kinei Zavos, Kinei Yoldos, Chatos Hashemes. What do we do with that money? So all that goes to Nedava. Extra money for an Ola goes for an Ola, for a Mincha, for a Mincha, for a Shlamim goes for a Shlamim, and extra money for Karban Pesach goes to Shlamim. The Gemara talks about, what about extra Asiris Ha'efa of the Kohen Gadol? So the Gemara said that if you have extra Asiris Ha'efa for the Kohen Gadol, Rabbi Yochanan holds it goes to Yam HaMelech, and Rabbi Lezer says it goes to Nedava. That's not the Asiris Ha'efa the Mishnah was talking about. The Mishnah was talking about an Asiris Ha'efa of a regular person's carbon, not of a Kohen Gadol's carbon. It's talking about a regular person's carbon all of a Yared, where a very poor person would bring an Asiris Ha'efa. The Gemara then quotes the Limud from which we know that a Pesach that's brought Peshar Yemos Hashanah, that's brought throughout the rest of the year, is brought as a Karban Shlamim, because the Pasuk says, V'im min hatzon karbano l'zevach shlamim. So we darshan, anything that's supposed to be brought as a tzon, when it's left over, is anything that's supposed to be brought from a type of animal called tzon, when it's left over, is brought as a Karban Shlamim. So the Gemara raises four questions on that limud, because there are a lot of karbanos that could be min hatzon. So how do you know it's dafka referring to Karban Pesach? Maybe maybe it's referring to an Asha, maybe it's referring to an Ola. So the Gemara goes through each of the questions and answers each one and shows how this drasha really works. The Gemara then discusses, what if a person shechs a Karban Pesach, b'shar yimos hashana, where you're dafka supposed to do it shalol l'shma, in order to, meaning you're supposed to do l'shem shlamim, not l'shem Pesach anymore if you want it to be kosher, but you do it with a machsheves pigul. Do we assume that it's considered that everything else is good and everything else is right with it and therefore becomes pigul or not? So the Gemara says that's subject to machlokas. The Gemara also talks about if you shecht a Karban Pesach, b'shar yimos hashana, with kavanas of both l'shmo v'shalol l'shmo. Does your kavana of shalol lishmo salvage your kavana of lishmo? Because again, by a Karban Pesach, b'shar yimos hashana, a kavana lishmo is bad because you're not supposed to be having kavana l'shem Pesach. So the question is, the kavana of shalol lishmo salvage lishmo? The Gemara's conclusion seems to be that it does, if you have both kavanas within the same avoda, it will salvage it, because we assume stum lishmo. So it's as if you had kavana purely shalol lishmo, because even when you have kavana purely shalol lishmo, we view it as if there's a lishmo kavana mixed in, because there's a stum lishmo. So when you have actual kavana, both lishmo and shalol lishmo, it's also going to be kosher. Thank you.